Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
336 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. Now, I happen to think it's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful day that God has given us. I'm looking at, 75 degrees up here in the center of the universe. Relatively low humidity. I don't know about you. I got the windows open. Little bit of a breeze. You can see the flowers. Stinking leaves are falling and all that. But otherwise, I mean, it's a good day. Seriously, open your windows. Get outside if you can enjoy it. Tomorrow evening, I just want to give you a quick reminder. There's going to be exactly one debate between Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and former Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger. One hour. That's it. So you got to make sure you're paying attention. It is going to happen right here on WRVA from 7 until 8, right? Yeah, 7 until 8. After my program tomorrow, Charles Pyle is going to be hanging out with me. Rich Herrera is going to be hanging out with me. And the three of us are going to give you a little lay of the land, what to expect in the debate. We'll talk about some of the things we see coming down the line. So my suggestion is that tomorrow evening, make sure you are with me, of course, obviously, from 3 until 6, and then a special extra dose of me and Rich and Charles from 6 until 7, and then Lieutenant Governor Sears and former Congresswoman Spanberger will be on from 7 until 8, okay? Get all the information that you're going to need. That being said, we got a lot of other stuff that we are covering this afternoon. My friend John Reed, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, is going to be here in just about an hour. We've got our citizen reporter, Mike Dickinson, joining us at 5:35, the very latest on that, I don't even remember her name, you know, the porn candidate for the House of Delegates. That's how everybody knows her now. So more problems with her and the law. I'll leave it at that. Mike will have the details. We got a lot of great stuff happening with the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. Now, you know, I'm a huge believer in BBB, huge believer. Before I buy things, before I use things, before I make any decisions in that regard, I check with the BBB. I want to know, are people accredited? Are there complaints against them? Are they reputable businesses? And the Better Business Bureau always helps me as a consumer. But, you know, I've also, I own and operate a business, right? Jeff Katz, CPS. Jeff Katz, certified professional speaker. That's true. I earned that designation. And I am an accredited business. And I want people who are looking at me, who would like to hire me for their keynote addresses, to be aware I'm an accredited business. So I believe in the BBB. And they just continue to do great things. My friend Barry Moore is the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. And he joins us. Barry, welcome, sir.
Thank you, Jeff. Good to be with you today.
Yeah, great to have you here. So here I am, I'm bragging on accredited businesses, I'm talking about the great resources for consumers, and just when I think I know everything about everything at the BBB, now you got yet another program that's going on, plus you've got the great Ignite Sparks by BBB. Tell me everything you got going on there.
Yeah, let's talk about the Ignite program, Spark by BBB, here in Central Virginia. It is... You know, Jeff, there's so many different events to go to, networking events. There's only 24 hours in a day, and business owners and employees have to use their time wisely. It's a commodity. And I believe that we've built the Ignite program to justify people giving up maybe 2 to 3 hours a month to come for real networking, but to be heard and to learn at the same time.
Right. There's so much to take from it. That is one of the beautiful things about those programs, that so much to be taken from it, Barry.
What we did is, it's a great partnership. We're using Josh Smith, a professor at Virginia, at VCU, mm-hmm. and he's going to be working with us for about 9 months, and from the marketing side of VCU. And I'll tell you, we have come up with Evie Kara George as our director, myself and Josh. We have come up with a micro-credential program. It started the first conversation in September at our new office. It was exciting. It's a credential. The credentials will follow our pillars of what we want to talk about. Okay. Help expose and grow in our community. Wow. So a development, an employee development is important, right. And housing is important, food insecurity, mental health, drugs, and the list goes on. Yeah. And Jeff, I got to tell you, it was well attended. October is going to be with the theme of sober driving and sober and careful driving, as that's what October is all about. Right. And we sponsored an event at Mothers Against Drunk Driving this month. But our conversation all starts with the people in the audience. Yep. People like you and I just want to be heard and not listening to you and I from the Northeast, the talking heads. I just can't. Talking heads just go on and on and on. Yeah. And so now it's time to develop some real solutions. But that comes from information gathering and communication. We're the only ones doing it. We are unique. You still see everybody selling tickets. They're selling this. They're selling that. We're not charging. We just want anybody that can come to sign up and come learn.
Yeah. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I love that about the programs there. Obviously, I'm not the only one, but I do want to remind everybody the Better Business Bureau Serving Central Virginia does these incredible programs, Ignite by Sparks by Ignite, and it's just such wonderful I'm going to call it programming, Barry, but that's not a fair assessment. It's a discussion. It's a chat. It's time, as you said, everybody's learning from everybody else.
Yeah. Hey, imagine if we, instead of yelling at teachers and teachers telling our kids what to do and how to, how they should be raised, or politicians just sitting down and logically hearing each other. We're going through that right now in Goosen, with this data center proposal. Yeah. It's a big deal. They built neighborhoods probably prematurely. They probably should have kept it for industrial use or technology use, but they put patio homes in that possibly could be destroyed in the foundation with a data center in the future. So time will tell, and it just comes down to conversations, and that's what we're doing at the BBB.
All right, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to give everybody a commercial, if you will, about the programming this October and how people can be part of this.
Sure. And so the best thing to do is to follow Ignite, sparked by BBB CVA, that's Central Virginia. Right. Follow us online and attend our sessions. We're at 4800 Cox Road. The Better Business Bureau is your Better Business Bureau. You own it. It's a nonprofit. We gather data and provide it at no charge to consumers. That's at the BBB side. And here, one step more, we've taken Ignite, developed that, and at no fees. We do have some business corporate sponsors. Yep. It's a place to come and be heard. Logical and intelligent discussions. Stupidity, go elsewhere. Don't want to be heard from. You want to sit in a corner.
Yep.
Probably not your gig. You want to come, even if you don't want to talk, but be engaged and come listen. Like, this is important. Our future is counting on all of us, and jobs are counting on it. Employees are counting on it. Families, children, and retired folks. Yep. We work for everybody. So my number is 804-521-6940.
All right. I love that. And for folks who maybe want to take a look into some of these micro-credentials, because that's a huge area these days. Obviously, people on LinkedIn love posting their credentials, their micro-credentials. That's a big thing for recruiters. It's a big thing if somebody's looking for a business that maybe they're looking for employment. I mean, this really works in all directions. What's the best way for folks to explore that?
Yeah, so Facebook, obviously, there you go. I just put up the chat on.
Okay.
So Ignite Spark by BBB Central Virginia is where you can follow us on Facebook. And these credentials, they'll be able to, each month we'll have a different credential. You'll be able to put it on your social media. You'll be able to put it on resumes. Even if you're not looking for a job, even if you're retired,
Yep. That's
just showing your 15, 16-year-old grandchild, hey, what grandma and grandpa are doing to learn and to get better and to help their community. That's what micro-credentialing is all about. We're going to be doing an internship program with students from VCU over the winter holiday. So we're going to be teaching how to run an internship program and what to expect and how to get the best performance. So that's the best I can explain it,
Yep. But
it's for everybody. I hope we see any of your listeners, Jeff, and maybe October is the month or November that we have UMC it, because we do want you to step up to the mic and lead the conversation.
Love to. I am always there for you. I'm a very proud accredited business with the BBB, and I'm a very, very loyal lifetime customer of the BBB.
Yeah.
Barry, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. We will talk again soon. That is Barry Moore. He is the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. It is a great organization, tremendous resource, and with the new micro-credentialing program, let me tell you, you're never too old to learn something. You're also never too old to sort of step up your game, add a little something to your toolbox. 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.